From Jessamine Stanley. What dreams are you making real? We are living in a genuinely rare moment in astrological history. Not rare in the Instagram caption way. Rare in the thousands of years way. Next month, Saturn and Neptune will be exactly conjunct at 0 degrees of Aries. The last time Saturn and Neptune were conjunct at all was the late 1980s around the fall of the Berlin Wall. The last time they were conjunct in Aries was during the U.S. Civil War, and the last time they were conjunct at 0 degrees of Aries was roughly 6,000 years ago. This is not a casual transit, and that's just one piece of the sky right now. Pluto is currently in Aquarius. Uranus is about to move into Gemini. The last time Pluto was in Aquarius was during the American Revolutionary War. The last time Uranus was in Gemini was during World War Roman II. Several astrologers I deeply trust have pointed out that this specific configuration Pluto in Aquarius, Uranus in Gemini, Saturn and Neptune together in Aries may have never occurred before in recorded human history. Let that land. If that's true, we are standing at a major choice point for humanity. Not in a vague, mystical sense, but in a very real, grounded way. A moment that asks us what we are going to do next, what we believe is possible, and whether we're willing to take responsibility for shaping what comes after this. I'm a millennial. I was born with Pluto in Scorpio. There's a lot to unpack there. But here's something I learned recently that stopped me in my tracks. Thomas Jefferson also had Pluto in Scorpio, which means the last time Pluto was in Scorpio was when the so-called founding fathers of the United States were being born. One now, you can and should say a lot about Thomas Jefferson, but one thing that can't be denied is that he made things happen. He lived in a moment of upheaval and responded with action. So I'll ask you what the sky is asking all of us right now. What are you getting done? What dreams are you making real? One of my favorite ways to understand the Saturn-Neptune conjunction is this. Saturn is the planet of reality, discipline, boundaries, and effort. Neptune is the planet of dreams, ideals, faith, and imagination. When they come together, the question becomes unavoidable. What dream are you willing to make real? Not fantasize about, not spiritual bypass into existence, but build, slowly, imperfectly, with your actual life. The era of passively waiting for someone else to rescue you is over. No guru, no government, no partner, no perfect future version of yourself. This moment is about agency. Each of us is being asked to take responsibility for our lives, our choices, and the worlds we're helping to shape whether we realize it or not. The astrology right now isn't about prediction. It's about participation. If you want to work with this moment intentionally, try this. Set a timer for 5 minutes. Put your phone face down. Take 3 slow deep breaths. Then write by hand if you can your answers to these questions. What dream have I been carrying that I keep postponing? What part of this dream can be made real in the next 30 days? What fear do I need to stop outsourcing to the future? What is one concrete action I'm willing to take, even if I'm not ready? When the timer ends, choose one sentence from what you wrote. That sentence is your assignment. You don't need the whole plan. You need the next honest step. I'm curious how this is landing for you. If you feel called, reply in the comments with the dream you're ready to take seriously or the single action you're committing to or the resistance that's coming up. When you ask yourself this question, you don't need to be polished. You don't need to have it figured out. Just be honest, because the sky is wide open and history is watching. One yes, I'm specifically talking about Pluto in Scorpio here, but I'm also including Pluto in Libra and Pluto in Sagittarius. You know who you are. This moment belongs to you too. Come to the table.